Today on Compassion Radio.
I can't rely on the incredible instrument that Norm had in his voice. But what I can rely on is this. The same God that inspired him and called him forward is the same one that grabbed Sandy and I by the scruff of our neck and said, I want you to double down on what Norm and Cher were about for 25 years in this function of Compassion Radio as something new in Christian radio. It's still new. It's still becoming new every day because as you chase what the Lord is doing, His mercies are new every morning. Mm-hmm. And our job is to find out what those mercies are so we can celebrate them.
And welcome to Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. I'm your host, Frank Montenegro. On the broadcast today, Bram and Cher Nelson take a look at the past, present, and future mission of this 75-year-old radio ministry. Here's part one of that conversation.
Cher, it's a pleasure to sit down with you again. In the near future, you and I are going to talk a lot more about some of the recent trips that Sandy and I took, and I'm excited about those programs. Right now, I want to talk about summertime. It's supposed to be a time for reunions, maybe, or travel. New projects. I know that around the farm, we have lots of projects kind of piling up as things are now growing fast. Mm-hmm. We got to take care of the weeds out there in our patch of land. But a lot of things we want to build and be creative about. That's the kind of stuff that we like to do around the farm in the summertime. But as church, summertime has a lot of very mission-focused kind of things. I think about summer missions, kids traveling maybe for the very first time to some foreign country. VBS, that's still a big thing with churches all across the country, these vacation Bible schools. Our church is doing a summer sports camp this week, and that's exciting. 500 kids that have signed up to be part of this for the first time.
Wonderful.
Most of them are not kids that go to our church. Anyway, you folks understand that summertime usually is about new things. I wanted to ask you, Cher, when you were growing up, what was summer like for you?
Oh, my goodness. Well, because my dad was a pastor and was employed not by the church, but by the conference that we worked for, because he started new churches every year, year and a half. He was also the camp director. So we spent many weeks of the summer at the conference camp as the junior boys and the junior girls and the intermediates and the high school kids went through. Mother used to say she had to sweep the junior boys off the doorstep when I was there as a little girl because they would huddle around. I was the only girl inside, so... One of the things that stands out in my mind the most is the strawberry patches that grew on the conference grounds and being there before anybody came for the summer and being able to pick strawberries to my heart's delight. The other thing was we traveled doing evangelistic meetings and always went to a different part of the country. So summer for me was just magical. I loved doing that. But I also know that it was always a difficult time for the church when we were gone. There were two things. First of all, it was summer and people were going on vacations and didn't necessarily tithe or give when they were gone. And dad was gone. And when the leader is not there, people are not as generous about giving or as clued in to giving.
I don't know.
For me, it was magical. For my parents, it was a struggle when we came back trying to get the church back on budget.
And because this ministry has roots that are in those kind of evangelistic outreaches, some of the same kind of cycles happened with Compassion Radio and the programs that became Compassion Radio. The early days of Morning Chapel Hour and then Life at Its Best had a cycle to them as well.
Absolutely. Wilbur used to talk about it, that it's always been that way. It was always difficult in the summer. It was always difficult right around tax time. We just knew that giving was going to crash. But the thing that was consistent was that back in those days, people were used to being regular givers. We knew how many people were going to be giving how much each month, and it just came in regularly. They were able to budget. They knew what new things they could do and what they couldn't do based on the time of the year. And that's the thing that's changed so much now. Because so much giving for radio programs is based on what premium people are going to receive, they give in part for what they can get rather than just because they love and believe in the program and they're committed to keeping it on the air.
Yeah. It's a kind of financial model that makes sense in some ways, especially if you're a ministry that produces lots of materials. We have off and on over the years done some special things that have been specifically ours. And then we've also highlighted books of authors that we respect. But many times we basically put them up there because we believe in the message, which is really at the core of this. And we've been trying to live that message out in all of our programming and try to get that word into the hearts and minds of our listeners. So it is our passion that those kind of things do change hearts and lives. We're not so much about a product-oriented ministry because our product is the field. It's the people that go do those things. And of course, we go with them as often as we can to bring the stories back so they can inspire the home front, not just to be giving to missions, but to live missionally where they are.
Absolutely, absolutely.
That's our ethic. We're trying to get people activist-minded and then activists committed and activists involved so that they can say to themselves, when it came time for God saying, who will stand up and go for me? In some respects, all of our Compassion Radio partners can say, I did in this way. Mm-hmm. And we're glad for that. Now, this is the summertime. So if there's a challenge for us, it's going to be in just seeing the budgeting solid and consistent enough that going into the fall of this year that we can ramp up for our year-end giving projects and be able to pay our due responsibility and honor to those ministries and partners that we work with throughout the year. Mm-hmm. And the key partner that we think of every day is the one that is literally sitting between our voices and the ears of the people that are hearing this program right now. And that's our partner stations.
Absolutely.
They absolutely depend upon our consistent giving to them to make sure that the lights can stay on and the signal can be on the air. They have to buy the electricity, literally, to get those airwaves out there to you. So friends, on behalf of those people that make this message possible to you, I want to say thank you for supporting them by supporting the programs like ours that take the responsibility of a certain part of their airtime. And that's what we've done. We actually have invested in them for a certain period of time a day so that they can keep on the air doing what they do and their mission, which is to get quality Christian radio in your ear and in your life. So on behalf of them, on behalf of all the projects that we do around the world, I want to remind you that your giving goes to all those things.
Mm-hmm.
And on our website, you can find out what the current open projects are throughout the year, because we do keep things open and fundable throughout the year because there's always ongoing projects that are worth your investment. So please take some time to learn more about that at our website.
Well, you hit so many points, Bram, that I would love to respond to because there's so much history in all of this. Back in Wilbur's days, we used to produce songbooks. We used to produce booklets or books that Wilbur wrote. But when we made the turn to Compassion Radio, Norm began to try to build libraries for people. He chose books that he wanted people to read, not necessarily the popular books that people knew they wanted to read, but the ones that had a message that followed where God had led our hearts, and that was to activist ministry, to not being pew sitters and listeners to the word either at church or on the radio, but people who wanted to do the word. And they weren't always things that many people wanted when they gave, but he had a heart for changing lives and changing focus and getting people to be active in the word, doers of the word, because he knew that's where the joy is. And even though we're not offering the books, because so much of your gift goes to pay for the book to give to you as a premium, we tried to lessen the amount that went away from the ministry, the projects, and the airtime by not offering things like that, but offering you little incentives of things that would be useful to you, we hoped would be meaningful to you. It still comes down to, do you believe in us? Do you care about the message that we're bringing you? The stories of the persecuted but triumphant church around the world? The needs of our brothers and sisters that we don't know about until we go to the field and find out? The joy of being part of bringing the word of God to people that have never touched it before, never looked at it before, never read it before, or never heard it before, for those where we have to bring it in oral form. We want you to continue to hear what we have to say, not because it's us, but because really there's no other ministry totally focused to that purpose. There are other ministries who do bring you news like that, but we are the only ministry still on the radio full time that brings you news of your family, your brothers, your sisters, the legs and arms and fingers and toes around the world of our body that we don't know about, and then give you an opportunity to do something about it. So it's not because we need to stay on, but you need to hear what God is blessing us.
Not just us, the people that God brings us.
Right.
You're listening to Compassion Radio. Coming up next, more with Bram Floria and Cher Nelson. Compassion Radio is here not just to teach the truth, but to provide you with opportunities to do the truth. That's why we've built and supported an orphanage in Hong Kong, provided beds for homeless children in India, counseled street kids in Hollywood, ministered to widows, carried Bibles into China and Vietnam, helped establish churches and provide Bibles in Indonesia, North Korea, and Southeast Asia, provided sight for the blind in Africa, aided refugees from Kosovo, and given tens of thousands of dollars to feed the hungry. Our goal is to teach the word clearly and accurately, always applying that word to building the kingdom. And we invite you to join our family as we learn together, witness together, and serve together. Please go to CompassionRadio.com today to find out more about this ministry. Again, that's CompassionRadio.com.
We're always on mission. This is Compassion Radio with Bram Floria.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, I worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship His holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day.
Oh,
celebrating 75 years in Christian broadcasting. This is Compassion Radio.
Imagine, folks, that you are traveling in a very foreign country to you, someplace you can't understand the language, you don't understand the culture. You wouldn't even know how to hail a taxi where you landed in the, on this part of the planet. You would think it's fascinating, but you'd be scared to death. What do I do next? How do I find my way through this place? What is there to know or learn here? I'm so busy just trying to figure this place out that I'm not enjoying it. I'm not getting to know the people.
How do I find a believer in this place?
And how do I find a place to be safe and at home and know somebody? And your heart's longing for that sense of home. You would probably pray a prayer like, God, send me somebody that can help interpret the situation and help me know what to do next. You know, folks, in some ways, Compassion Radio for dozens of years has been that for many believers here in the United States. We are the interpreter for things that seem strange and foreign and unheard of to our Christian experience back here in the States. But we bring to life a story that we need to know and that God wants us to know, but we wouldn't be able to figure out on our own if we didn't have people that were able to go make sense of it in the places where it's happening. That's what we're doing day after day as Compassion Radio. We bring you the stories, but we don't just bring you bits of information. We bring you context. We bring you people. We bring you relationships and histories.
And challenges.
And challenges. And opportunities, of course, to go forward and do something that really is new, especially for those who have never heard about it before. You know, if you're going to be involved with and invited to help bring the Word of God to a country or a place or a culture or a language that's never had it before, that's new. It's new for those who are bringing the word to the front line. It's new for those who are supporting them to go do that work. It's new for those who are receiving the word of God. It's new for those who have to figure out a way to communicate the truths that are in this book to a new culture. It's all a God story.
And we know that it was so much easier when you had Norm's voice. You had trusted him for so long. Before we changed to Compassion Radio and Norm was just doing teaching, so many of you used to say, it's just like sitting across the kitchen table from you and having you talk to me. His voice was so personal, so relational, so warm. And so when he led you into these adventures and these wonderful stories about God's kingdom around the world, it was so easy to follow him. And now when we lost him so suddenly and so unexpectedly, you're having to make a big switch to just Bram, just me, just Sandy. It's different. We know that. But please understand that we are as deeply committed to the vision as Norm was because we were all part of it.
Indeed. And the voices you hear now are the voices that were moved and were changed and were challenged by Norm, but not just his voice, his heart.
Yes.
And if I can make any appeal to the power of the spoken word today, it's simply this. I can't rely on the incredible instrument that Norm had in his voice. But what I can rely on is this. The same God that inspired him and called him forward is the same one that grabbed Sandy and I by the scruff of our neck and said, I want you to double down on what Norm and Cher were about for 25 years in this function of Compassion Radio as something new in Christian radio. It's still new. It's still becoming. It's still becoming new every day because as you chase what the Lord is doing, his mercies are new every morning. And our job is to find out what those mercies are so we can celebrate them.
One of our other jobs is to hear from you. How effective are we being? Are we bringing you the stories that are changing your outlook, your heart, your activism? Are we feeding you in the right way?
Yeah.
We need your letters. We need to know how to take you along with us in the best way.
So our question would be now, what's your summer challenge? Is God stirring in your heart something that you need to share or need to have prayer about? We're a prayer team. We'd love to pray over the people that are partnering with us in prayer for the projects and for the people and the places you hear about on this broadcast. We would love to see what God has for you. So don't hesitate to let us know through email or through our postal address. Frank's got all that information coming up shortly, but I just want to encourage you, communicate with us. We need you. We need you to talk with us. We understand what's on your heart because we know that God's put that on your heart. And we want to know the kind of things that you need to learn and hear and grow in that you want, that God's put on your heart to want to learn and grow in, so we can help you with that as best as God enables us to do it.
Bram, you alluded a few minutes ago to the fact that this has been cyclical for us. There's a cycle in every year when we know there's going to be down times, when we need people to really stick with us. But there's also been cycles of years where giving has gone down, then giving goes back up. The first time that Wilbur faced that challenge, he was hesitant to tell people about the fact that giving was down. He thought that God should just inspire people to give, which we also believe in. But during a prayer time, one of the very early years of the morning chapel hour, which is what it began as, he was in prayer and he heard God say to him, "Ask me, but tell the people." And that became his watch phrase every time things got rough financially. And he would say on the air, "I know that what I have to do is ask the Lord, but tell the people." Yeah. He would tell the Lord, "I don't know what to do. I don't know how to fix this." And God would say, "Tell the people your need." And so we still adhere to that same philosophy. We know that if God wants us here, he will provide. We don't know how, ever. Sometimes it's been through a miraculous large gift that has bailed us out of trouble. Sometimes it's been a phenomenal bequest that comes in unexpectedly that we have no great need for it, but we have a place for it to go, a project that we can do with it. Sometimes it's just that people understand the need for a budget for faithful giving. And right now, what we're encouraging you to do is join our vision team. The vision team, we've named it that because you have a vision for the future of the things that God can take us to, of all the possibilities there are for building the kingdom and blessing the kingdom. We need vision team partners. However much you can pledge a month, whether it's $10, $15, $25, whether it's $200, $300, $400, $1,000 a month, what we need is to know what our basic income is going to be so that we can plan and we can trust the Lord for the extra things, but we can trust that we can pay our stations, that we can confirm with our partners that we can do a project with them. Mm-hmm. We just need to know. And I know you understand that. You have budgets too. Yeah. You need to know what your faithful income is going to be per month.
If there's a young family out there hearing this program, they're budgeting all the time. I know we've lived that too. We're living it now.
Still are, yes.
We have young kids in our house. We have kids in college. We understand the essential nature of budgeting for essential things.
And being on a fixed income. I understand that.
Yeah. So that being a reality for us, we get it. We're not trying to say, oh, just throw money at something. The point is that when we ask people to step into a kind of covenant giving relationship where they're saying, for this period of time, I covenant with the Lord and with a ministry like Compassion Radio, I want my money to be doing something that's more interesting and active than just paying a bill. It does pay bills, of course, but our bills are very minimal compared to some other kinds of ministries or organizations. We just don't have a big organization at all. We have a few people that are doing the work, and we have some incredible partners that keep inviting us back to be involved with them in helping bring the news of what God's doing to you. So the overhead's not very high at all. It goes to airtime. It goes to projects. That's what we are about. Now, if you are a young family and you've got to pay your school fees, you've got to pay your dues for being involved with Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts or a soccer team, it doesn't seem like it's a lot of money. It's not, but it is something that has to be addressed and it has to be budgeted for or it will be forgotten. Mm-hmm. And we also know that when you're committed to a regular membership to something, if you forget it, there's a consequence. Your kid's not going to that event. It becomes a priority. And you start thinking, ooh, when's that due? Because I made a promise here that I will be involved with that. I will be responsible in that way. You think about it. Mm-hmm. Now, in our case, we're a ministry. So when people are thinking about something in ministry, they're praying for it.
That's
and that
key.
Is the big difference for me besides just budgeting for something that seems necessary in your life. We're talking about things that are necessary in your spiritual life.
This is Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. The second half of today's conversation is coming your way next time. Now, if you've missed anything, no problem. You can listen again anytime just by going to CompassionRadio.com. That's CompassionRadio.com. You can also listen on your smartphone or tablet anytime. Now, if God is putting it on your heart to become a monthly or one-time giver to Compassion Radio, especially during these summer months when things slow down, please let us know right away. Just call 800-868-2478 or go to CompassionRadio.com to give. Again, that's 800-868-2478 or CompassionRadio.com. Or you can write us at P.O. Box 27. 770 Orange, California 92859. That's P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California 92859. Or you can just text the word compassion to 53445. That's the word compassion to 53445. And thank you in advance for anything you can do to support us during these summer months. Take care and God bless. This program is sponsored by Compassion Ventures Incorporated and your generous financial support.